A Greek man is facing grand larceny charges for allegedly stealing a Salvador Dali painting from a Manhattan art gallery. Police say Phivos Istavrioglu stole the painting last June by stashing it in a shopping bag. As WNYC's Tracy Hunt reports, this theft is not a conventional one in the $6 billion art crime industry.
Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance called the crime surreal. But Robert Whitman, art crime expert and author of the book Priceless, How I Went Undercover to Rescue the World's Stolen Treasures, has another word.
I thought the theft of the Dali at the gallery was a little bit unusual.
Whitman would know. He spent 20 years hunting down art thieves, forgers, and looters as the founder of the FBI's art crime team. He says most art thieves spent months mapping out their strategies before going after their target. But Istavrioglu's alleged crime looks more like one of opportunity.
Another type of heist is just basically shoplifting. And in this particular case with the Dali, that was more like that. This person obviously had not thought this thing out. He had not looked at the security systems. He didn't realize that he was, you know, on camera.
The shoplifting analogy fits. Police say they were able to identify him after matching a fingerprint left on the painting to one Istavrioglu left when he shoplifted at a Whole Foods in 2012. Istavrioglu then allegedly mailed the painting back to the gallery. And as Whitman says, that might have been because finding a buyer is not that easy.
It's not like a fungible commodity like money or diamonds. These artworks, you know, they're unique, they're well-known, very difficult to fence.
But Istavrioglu, a 29-year-old from Athens, might have a passion for the arts. An undercover NYPD officer arrested him after luring him back to New York with the promise of a job in an art gallery. For WNYC, I'm Tracy Hunt.